I'm R.A. Martins, and this is an excerpt from my story, High Tea.
Ouch!
Maud heard a yelp from inside the maze as her stray tennis ball landed.
Hello?
She stood by the edge and called in. She was sure no one had been in the maze for 20 years, not since Father had taken the maiden voyage in it and been lost for a week. Hello? A faint voice called back.
Sorry about the ball. I was practicing my serve. I'm afraid it needs rather a lot of work. Are you all right in there? Who is it?
Nothing broken, thank you. Just having a spot of tea. I'm Adam, a friend of your brother Everett's. The voice paused. I wonder if I might suggest badminton. An altogether less bruising game. That was in the first month of waiting, when Adam was sustained only on rainwater, the dwindling supplies he had brought, and two books. He had fashioned a shelter from the branches of the maze, but the rain often came through. In the following year, Adam taught himself to make fire and was able to roast the incautious squirrels he caught crossing his path. Though he was close to memorising his two books, and though the rain sometimes dampened his spirits, he was cheered by the daily deliveries of low-velocity food lobbed in by Maud with her badminton racket and by thoughts of Everett's arrival. When it finally came, Adam had grown a little weak. He lifted his head to see his friend crashing through the overgrowth in full military dress.
Pip, pip, old bean, sorry I'm late. 4, we said, wasn't it? Sunday afternoon.
Everett came forward and embraced him, taking in his shabby and threadbare clothes. Adam clutched his friend a moment and then turned and lifted the ragged tablecloth to examine the rows of notches on the side of the card table. Something around 6 years ago, old chap.
I say, really? You must be rather peckish. Good job I brought tea.
Everett set a picnic basket on the table. I have been taken care of, said Adam, holding up a rather squashed eclair.
Ah, that'll be Maud. You know, she's become an absolute whiz at badminton. I understand we have you to thank for that.
Everett had been called away to war on the day they had originally proposed to meet. A near-fatal injury had kept him overseas, and he had just returned home to his family.
Mother was boasting to the vicar over lunch about their maze man. You're the envy of their set, apparently. Everyone wants one. I was a little surprised you were still here, I must say.
He picked up a weathered copy of Anna Karenina.
Any good? Haven't been able to read since the war. Shrapnel headaches, he said, tapping his temple. Difficult to focus.
He looked up from the book.
It is awfully good to see you. How are you bearing up, old chap?
Oh, you know. Adam let himself collapse into a seat by the tatty card table with its empty cake stand and china, and sighed deeply, scratching at his great bush of a beard. Certainly glad to see you. He smiled and waved a tired hand towards Everett's uniform. Nice of you to dress up. Sorry I couldn't do the same. You caught me unawares. My tails are being cleaned. He laughed and put a hand over the hole in the knee of his trousers. Tea? He offered, and then cast around helplessly.
Right here.
Everett whipped a blanket from over the basket and spread it on the ground. He decanted a thermos of tea into the faded teapot and poured, passing a cup across the table to Adam and taking his own to the blanket. He took off his thick jacket, removed his boots and socks, and wriggled his toes in the grass.
Green and pleasant, he murmured.
He patted the blanket, and Adam came and sat next to him, noticing, for the first time in some years, the tweeting of birds overhead.